That thing is low.
The helicopter?
Jordan, baby, you got to wash them feet.
Jordan.
He's outside.
But baby, you don't put shoes on outside?
I don't. I don't. That's the Florida.
Bubba, it's the long guy. Oh, I thought it was that. That's low. Now that.
You guys hear this? This
a long
that
guy.
Is low.
He's mowing the lawn.
Oh, the lawn guy. I thought you're like the long guy.
The long guy.
Lawn. Lawn guy.
You know Lana Del Rey?
That reminds me of just that. It's really low. the guy.
The confidence.
There was a guy who dug like a hole at the beach, like a really big hole.
I saw this.
And then later on, it ended up being on the news. Some expert was there and was looking at a rock found in it and was like, you could see the asteroid burn marks on the side as it entered the atmosphere and created this crater this in the beach, and he was like going on to the news.
But all he did was just like,
no, somebody else dug a hole, and
an expert looked at the hole that this random guy dug and said like, yep, it's an asteroid.
And people are walking by and like holding the rock and like taking pictures with it.
Oh
like,
my God. Wait, this is like on the news?
Yeah, it was in Australia. I think it was in Australia, right? Yeah.
I don't remember, but it's so
that's funny.
has there ever been
like it might be a stupid
that's
question.
So embarrastering.
What, like an asteroid?
Like an asteroid, like you. Oh, you remember like what is it? Liar, not liar, liar. The Jim Carrey movie where he's like
the mask.
No. Oh my God,
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Remember, like there's never been anything like that on Earth, right? I don't even know.
Not in our time.
That right? A man thought it was that he was God.
No, just like any sort of asteroid, even as big as this room, that's hit Earth. Like never, right?
Like this is the end.
No. Like
yes,
not,
there's been meteors that have hit Earth.
Not a big one that's catastrophic, but just like a...
Yeah, there's been like rocks that have like fallen. People
but found. Any big enough where like it created like a fucking, like a big dent.
I don't know.
No, right?
I don't think so.
I feel like, yeah.
We would feel that, right? The whole Earth would feel that shit, right? Or is it more just like a... I don't want to sound stupid.
No, I think it would just be like a little... I don't think it would be that.
Okay.
It's wild how much it loses its mass, though, like once it finally
as
hits
it's burning
Earth.
Up.
Yeah, you're like, thank gosh we have atmosphere.
I'm just thinking about like, because you know how it goes faster and faster. I'm thinking about the movies and you just see that orange like fire because it's going so fast.
Did what you guys see that in the sky last night?
Yeah.
We were freaking out.
It was like the smoke was glowing in the dark.
It was a trail like this all through, like huge.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Squiggly glowing rainbow trail.
But it was a rainbow through the smoke. It like started at red and then ended at white. And it was just like,
let me tell you.
It looks like, you know, when you look at oil on the ground and it's rainbow.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. But a little worm.
This had no business being that light.
Weird.
Everybody on the street was like looking up and like, what is it? Like, people are freaking out about that.
Wait, look at this one. Hold on.
But you could really see the color in the one she took. I ended up seeing people talking about it today. I forget the company of it. It wasn't SpaceX, but it was another rocket type company that launched something yesterday.
But
that
why
looks like the Northern Lights or something.
That's what I said. Why? I was like, oh, it's the Aurora Borealis.
Why is the smoke bright?
Is it just the way the light's hitting it, though?
It was the only thing. Because
it was around sunset?
It was the only thing in the sky that night. We got back late. It wasn't sunset.
Weird.
Right?
It was probably like 8:39.
Yeah. Oh, so they launched a rocket.
Oh, from, so it launched a rocket into space. It wasn't like a plane maybe going over.
From Santa Barbara.
Oh, but we saw it late. Maybe it stayed in the sky for a while.
Because I know we've seen that rocket launch before, and everyone's like, what the hell is that?
So it's got to be just mixed with chemicals that are in the,
Why can't they just let us know when they're launching a rocket?
Yeah, why don't
they? We'd love the heads up.
Just like the
panic.
Look
at that.
That's kind of cool.
It looks like...
You know what? The people, we have the right to know when a rocket is being launched.
They have to know it's going to cause some panic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But I guess people worry, though, if you say there's a rocket launch, they think it's like a defense.
Yeah, and then
rocket.
All the toilet paper is going to be sold out.
or like the air show, it'd have been nice to know. Give us a heads up. Hey, there's going to be fighter jets flying around on the highway.
Bombing the interstate.
We're going to have to exit and run for our life.
Oh, man. All right, let's jump into this. It.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, 3, 2, 1. It's coffee time, baby. Let's go. What do they say?
Mission complete.
ready to launch.
Aye, aye, captain.
Captain.
Houston, we have a problem.
Speaking of II Captain, I know my birthday's
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are going to space. Going
to space. We are out of this world.
Thank you again for tuning into another episode. We really appreciate it. But yeah, speaking of II Captain, I know my birthday's very far away, but
it's going to come quick.
Are we still feeling that the pirate ship vibe?
I'm 100% on.
You're going to rent out like a full pirate ship?
Okay, so we looked, me and Mariah, I don't even know how the conversation came about. But we were dying. We were dying laughing at like a party being thrown on a pirate ship. We're like, those don't
full out.
Those don't exist anymore. So we looked up pirate ships in LA, and there's a full ass pirate ship, like from Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's the Jolly Roger.
No, but it's not like the Playtime one that you see. That's like kind of a set. It is a full blown out pirate ship.
Yeah, it looks
pretty
insane.
And I was like, oh my God, we should do that. That's amazing. And then we looked at the price.
How much?
Just guess.
20,000?
30,000.
For how many hours?
One hour.
You'd be spending that money by the minute.
But it doesn't matter though.
If it was a whole day for 30,000, I still would be like, what?
That's still like,
because they're waiting for those eccentric billionaires to book that stuff.
Hear me out. The reason chartering a boat is so much is because you got to pay for the gas.
And the staff.
This shit has three sails, baby. There is no gas cost.
We don't need
gas. You know what? They're real pirates. They want you to bring 30 grand so they can rob you and kick you off.
Ah.
It's real.
Zane, you bring...
They are the modern day pirates.
They're being pirates.
Yeah. That's
you bring it in doubloons. You just show up with like a bag of coins.
But tell me... imagine all... Oh, and look...
I think this covers the charge, don't you think? Sir, get the fuck
You're walking on ready to board. You just,
I think this covers the charge.
I just think it'd be hilarious. Everybody dressed up.
Full out. Yeah. And if you're not dressed up, you're not getting on.
You're walking the plane.
Yeah.
That's what the boat, though, that kid jumped over back in the...
No, it was not a pirate ship.
Yeah, it was in the Bahamas?
It was not a pirate ship. It was like a platoon. It was like a party cruise.
He loves platoon.
I'm pretty sure the kid who jumped over that boat in the Bahamas who got like eaten by sharks, they think, with that like college...
It was a pirate ship?
It was. They booked out one of these. It was...
We're asking the viewers, can we get a fact check on that, viewers?
I'm pretty sure like the video he jumped off, it looked like a straight up pirate ship. But
wait, was there a yacht... That was shaped as a pirate ship. Can we please go back to that, Jordan? Please go back. It was a yacht, but it was designed.
Yo, I want to be on the Amalfi Coast with that. Like pulling up in between.
Imagine seeing that from afar. Like I would get scared. Like Somali pirates.
Yeah.
What if it's like pirates in the middle of the ocean?
They do have those like in Florida, right? Like when I was in Destin, I saw one that like went out.
We tried to rent like a party boat that was jungle.
It did not look anything like that.
It looked like a kid's version.
Yeah. Wait, do pirates get paid or they're just thieves? What's a pirate? What is a pirate?
They pillage and
steal. That's how they get paid.
Yeah. They get the booty. They're after the booty.
Are you talking about like pirates back then or modern day pirates?
Modern day pirates.
Because
are they on salary?
Pirates still exist.
No, they're not.
Aren't they real? Not
what you think of as a pirate.
I think it's like a gang initiation kind of thing. Like if you are able to go like get the ship and hijack the ship and bring it back, you... I think move up in status. I don't think you're going ever back out to hijack another boat. Are you?
They're like, that's the new pirates.
That's a cool Halloween costume.
What are you?
You don't want to be walking in like that.
But what do they do with the prisoners once they take the boat? Do they kill them?
Do they just want the treasure? Is there treasure?
I don't think there's any morals when it comes to these guys in the middle of the ocean. There's no laws in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
The balls, though.
If there are any pirates watching, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
That's why they have to spray the water, like, on them to prevent them from, like, getting up.
Watching the shootouts with them is wild, though. Like, people that are, like, on a boat and they see the Somali pirates, like, circling.
Yeah.
And then they just get into a shootout, like, boat to boat.
Oh,
you have
gosh.
To because you're stranded.
Yo, hold on. Can we take a moment? Like, imagine firing a cannonball from a boat to another boat. There's no way.
Made out of wood.
There's no way you're sitting there like, I'm about to hit this. You're like, this isn't going anywhere. But
I'd be like, let's not do this. We're both kidding. I think
it's, you know what's crazy? How long it took them to fire each cannon.
I would like, be like, oh my God, I hit it. Like, you know when you like try to like shoot
because
something?
Because if you're firing like one after another, you'd be like, most likely you'll be able to hit it. But like, putting the ball in, fucking, and then lighting it on fire, and then hoping to God it works.
I'm so curious how they aim. Like, wouldn't you just aim down, like, low at the bottom of the ship?
Have you ever
just
played balloons?
Yeah.
Wait, am I thinking of balloons or Angry Birds? Which one has the cannon? Doesn't balloons have a cannon?
Balloons, you shoot it's up an and arrow? Pop it.
Right. But the cannonball
is Angry Birds where you shoot the bird out.
Oh, yeah.
Your voice is kind of gone. Good thing you got
it's so gone.
Good thing you got insurance on that voice.
Hot. I know. I was about to take the episode off. I was going to take the episode off and get paid, baby.
Workers' comp. That's crazy.
Speaking of ships, so did you guys see I really want to watch the doc about. Have you seen the doc about like the cruise killings? On Hulu?
No.
How
there's so many people that die on cruise
ships. How often people die on cruise ships, like murders.
Really?
And they can't, there's just nothing you can do about it. And I know we've talked about this before.
Passengers killing other passengers? Or they're
they disappear. Like passengers just disappear. So when they dock, they're just so they don't get in trouble or there's no lawsuit, they just say it's a suicide.
I would love to watch this because there are so many mysterious things that happen on cruises and nobody questions it.
It is a good place to do it though.
But like the higher ups that like, you know, own the cruise, they don't want to be held liable for anything. They don't want a lawsuit. They don't want the company to look bad. So they just say it's a suicide. They blame it on the person.
Did you see the video of the girl who was like getting arrested like on the cruise ship, like out on the pool?
Yes.
Deck, and she's like yelling for her friend. She's like, Rachel. And then she ended up jumping off. Because she didn't want to get arrested. And like, you're handcuffed, girl. And you're jumping into the middle of the ocean and she died or like never found.
Yeah. I mean, that's people don't understand. Like, it's a death wish.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Ooh. So scary. And like, it's so, like for a cruise ship to stop like that and try to find you, it is so impossible.
And you ruin everybody's cruise.
Yeah, everybody just like remembers that.
It is mysterious that they still haven't had like
nets.
Some walls you can't jump over.
Oh,
that just proves that something fishy is happening because they want to keep using the excuse that people are jumping.
Weird.
But if they create barriers, they can't use that excuse.
Like, how does Topgolf have nets on the outside, right, but cruise ships can't?
I guess it's not aerodynamic and it would affect like how a ship goes.
Why don't they just not have balconies anymore?
Look how big the boat is.
No balconies. You can go outside, but the glass goes all the way up.
But then that's just like a prison ship.
No,
but there's glass walls, but it's so easy to just...
It is.
I'm saying, on that Alaskan one, higher.
I was like, my intrusive thoughts.
The balconies, even from the bedrooms, it is it's like not high enough either. No. Like anybody can just have.
I mean, if they boarded up the hotels in Vegas, they could close up the ship windows.
Is Vegas going through a cyber attack right now?
Yes, they are.
All the casinos, right? It's been shut down for days now, right?
Yeah, there was like a cyber attack.
Wait, all the hotels that have
A lot of the big ones.
Wow,
like Bellagio, Caesars.
Hold on. Like their machines are
not only are the slot machines not working, everyone's hotel room
ATMs
keys
are not working.
They're having to manually check people in by paper and stuff.
The walk lines people up in the to their lobby. Rooms. Is everybody you can think of that would be in a hotel room? They're all standing in the lobby because they can't get to their room.
Yo, hackers really ate though,
right?
Are you kidding me? That is crazy.
They gave them They gave them a ransom, like to pay them to stop the cyber attack.
How much?
Come on.
Oh, there's gonna be a movie about this.
There's already movies about this.
Hacking Vegas.
Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13.
That's what this is about.
It's not exactly that, but like they hacked the system. They hacked the slots and
demanded $30 million from Caesars, but the company ultimately agreed to pay half of that, sources said.
They actually gave them the money?
Think about how much money they're losing every day because of this.
Yeah.
I thought they always figure it out. I didn't think they actually like, what is this, the 1960s? Like, I didn't think that this like,
was
possible.
They don't want to fuck with it. They'd rather just like take the money. Please let us have our business back.
Formula
One's coming. They're freaking out because they're getting ready for the big race and they need everything to be working.
How do they give those people the money?
They probably like, ask for it.
It's a crypto wire transfer for sure.
And they can't track that and see who, because they would get in trouble. If you there's eventually found the person, they go to jail, right?
There's a lot of ways you can wire somebody without a trace. Yeah, it's easy.
I guess. Imagine that person just walking around, that team's walking around like.
Yeah, they're sitting there in their room like, we're good.
But like if I did that and they wired me $15-30 million, I'd be like,
no way.
Hey boys, you ready for next week? Like, I would hit him again.
Just keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no.
And you know, these people are going to have kids. This is going to go on. They're going to find friends to make this a bigger operation. How are they going to allow that?
What if their accountant sees that money come in and they are kind of like, should I say something?
These are hackers.
No, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, but
I know.
It's wired, it's electronic. They're not getting cash. No, so where's that money going?
They're
going
to be very smart about it. They're not just going to be like, here's $15 million into one account. And I'm sure they spread it out. Then they separate it and like they just like dilute it. And then they're not going to go into a bank and like try to cash out and pull it.
It's not your typical bank robbery.
Right. It's like how we dodge taxes.
This is like, I just want to see what these people look like. I want to see how old they are. I want to like, how are they capable?
I think they're young.
I think they're young
and very smart. They used to be the nerds in school.
They're the quiet ones.
Now they're fucking shit up.
That's what fascinates me so much though about hackers. Like, and even the young ones, because I feel like, you know, we're old enough where we've experienced technology, but if you're a young kid coming on, don't you have to like learn all the fundamentals of like how computers work, because it's constantly progressing.
Yeah.
You have to have the knowledge to like know exactly what the new security systems are in place and how those things work. Like
you have to catch up.
It takes years to learn.
I don't think these guys are doing it by themselves. They're getting intel from people that do work in cyber companies. I think it's all, there's no way these guys know everything, right?
How big do you think this team is? How many of them are there?
It could be bigger than we think.
No, I think it has to be smaller because got to keep it small because if the word gets out.
Trust me, $30 million, I might want to be a part of that team. I need to find a new profession. Podcasting every week, I'd rather just be with these guys and just get a little 30 mil from Little Caesar's Palace.
I still couldn't deal with the anxiety knowing I got away with a heist. And yes, I have millions and millions of dollars, but just like, honey, what's wrong? And you're just like, you can't sleep.
Even like 20 years, 30 years from now, like someone's probably going to slip up and be like, that was me.
Yeah.
Because if you're paid.
The thing that's messed up with people is they're going to want credit down the road. Yeah. They want to brag about like, yeah, I did it. I got away with it.
When they're old as hell and they're about to die, maybe. But like, I don't think they're going to.
I hope they're way older than us so that when they do die and admit it, we can be like, holy shit.
We just want to see a doc.
I just want to see a face. Just a face.
All we want to see is just that doc. Anytime anything bad happens, we're like, oh, that doc's coming real soon.
Isn't it crazy? We just expect it.
Yeah.
Come on, because
I need entertainment. What was the last? There was another big scandal where everyone was like, I can't wait for the Netflix doc. I can't remember what it was. It just happened.
Burning Man?
No, probably maybe. That's going to be. I can't remember.
There might be like a little mini 30-minute doc.
The Blind Side?
Maybe it was that we were talking about.
Oh, wait. Didn't they say they were making a doc about that or something?
I
thought I saw like a poster for it or like a teaser.
Did you watch BS High? Did you see that documentary?
Oh my God.
Right?
Heath, have you seen that?
I know, we talked. I haven't seen it since you recommended it.
Dude, I've never watched a doc where my mouth was dropped the entire time. They scored gold with that guy.
Yes.
How did that guy, like.
He's a narcissist.
It was wild. Normally when they're talking about somebody, usually no comment or like, you know how they always like show a screen. They're like, this person decided not to be a part of this documentary. And this is like the first time where the crazy person, the person that should have never been in the doc, is agreed to be in the doc.
Openly willing, telling his whole damn story.
Got it.
And should we give him like this skinny? Like,
sure. It's so interesting.
Basically, this was back in like late 2018, 2020. I'm pretty sure it was around this time. And it was set in Ohio, I think. It's been a while since I've seen the documentary. A guy decided to create a football program, a private school football program. You know how down in Florida you guys have IMG, that's like that one big football program where it's like,
okay. Is that the one with like the line next to it? IMG?
It's like a sports academy, but for but it's a private school. Like, you go there to specialize in your sport.
I don't know about it, but.
And okay, so this guy decided that he could create this own football program that wasn't even a legit high school. And he was getting and scouting out kids, DMing every little low income kid all across his area, telling him, hey, come play for us. We're going to get you signed. We're going to get you into college or whatever. And this guy just started this whole con artist.
Pretty much like
project.
Anna Delvey, just like was able to really get into everybody's brain to like make, like, tell him that he had all these connections, like, I can get you. But he did get so far, like, scarily far, where, like, it was working.
And these some of these kids on the team are, like, 23 years old playing high school kids. Like, he got kids who were, like, already had played college football and then came back to play for this fake private high school.
They knew it was fake the whole time.
Nobody did.
That he thought, because this guy is a con artist. He always thinks that he's like, I got you. Don't worry. Everything's handled.
But if I already went to college and then came back to play high school ball, like, you got to be kind of stupid in order to think you can do that.
Well, sometimes people are down on their luck. They know that they want to just start fresh with like a whole different like name. But this guy told him like, it's all good. Like, no one will question.
So they knew they were doing something shady.
Well, that's what, in the beginning, it starts off all grand, and he had all these promises, and then it slowly starts breaking
these
down.
These kids, but like, when you watch a doc, you'll see these kids got really screwed over. They really put, like, they really, like, kind of left their life to be a part of this guy's vision, but it was all just a scam.
Was this guy making money off of it?
Yes, but in a way, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, he was mostly feeding off the ego of him just being a person who's important holding a position of power. And it's, I don't want to like
break down more of it, but
it's called Bishop. Well, the name of the team was Bishop Sycamore, and they called the documentary BS High.
Perfect.
They did not. Name was BS.
Bishop Sycamore. Like, how perfect. And they all got, it all got attention because basically they managed to play IMG, the biggest school, on ESPN for a high school game.
They even got a game on TV.
And they lost.
Everybody was like, wait a second, this isn't a real school. Like, they got that far.
And then so the whole world was like, who the fuck is this team out here making no points? The most ridiculous, like, the trainers on the team, if a kid got hurt, it was like one of the moms walking out.
There was no support. You guys would really like the doc.
No,
it's really interesting. And there's a lot that we didn't even say yet. Okay. Like, that you guys should definitely.
Did we talk about the Murdoch murders?
Yeah.
You know, now like the son, Buster, who's alive.
Wait, there's an update on it?
Well, now he's standing with, because remember the dad got convicted guilty.
Yeah.
Like, and he's now in jail.
Yes.
And he, you know, he has the redhead son who's still alive.
Yeah.
He's now siding with his dad, saying that he believes his dad did not murder his mom and brother.
Mm. What?
So,
yeah, he's so like,
who is he saying?
It sounds like he's being convinced to say something.
Well, I think he's going around saying it so they can then sue the court, get a retrial, and then get all their money back because he knows he has no more money.
Yeah.
So he wants to side with his dad and sue for like wrongdoing, I think. I just think it's crazy.
Whoa.
That you like, I don't know. Like, it's plain as day, you are presented evidence that your dad killed your siblings and then you're still like,
money.
I still think my dad didn't do it.
He's probably so upset with his life. Like, that's a horrible thing to happen.
Yeah.
That he's like, you know what? My life is screwed up. This is a terrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm broke now. At least let me try to get some money out. Like, let me, you know what I mean?
I mean, everybody has, like,
he probably knows the truth. He's just like, I'll just say whatever. I just need money.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Because when you're down, like, when you're down that bad, you're willing to do anything just to.
Oh my God. This happened a few years ago, but I don't know if you guys saw it. It's not funny, but it's really funny.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's fucked up.
There was a helicopter transporting a heart that was going to be used for like an open heart surgery, like transplant.
Okay.
And they're flying it to LA to like deliver to somebody so somebody could get a new heart. And as they're coming down to land in LA, something happens and the helicopter crashes on the helipad. Tips over. They're like, there's the heart in there. Like, we got to get this heart out. So the doctor runs over and he grabs the heart from this crashed helicopter and the doctor's holding it and he's running to get it.
What about the other people in the helicopter?
As he's running, he drops the heart. Watch this. He's like walking. He's walking off with it. And then
the raw heart
drops.
It's like in that scene in Rat Race. Where it's good. He's like, it's good. It's good.
How?
Ew, and then, why is it not in like the ice bucket?
It should be like in one of those tubs. Wait, yeah.
No, it was in the Ziploc, no?
I can't really tell. But the fact that like it just went through.
Oh my, the helicopter is like.
Oh, you know, he is beating himself up over that.
Oh! What did he trip over?
I don't know.
Oh my Lord.
Guys, the heart's okay. He's got it.
Imagine you're in the hospital watching waiting for the heart. You're like.
Because that takes a lot. Like,
how
to
do they
get,
sanitize it then?
I don't know.
Did it work? Did the guy well, still?
They're going to have to boil it in water.
Literally.
Boil it in vinegar.
It was successful.
It was?
Yes.
But wow.
Did the helicopter guy die?
That I don't know.
Ooh. That would be crazy if I got that heart and it's in me and I see this video like, damn, that's my heart. Yeah, that'd be crazy to have footage of your heart.
Yeah.
You know what your heart looks like? Oh, weird. I do.
It's wild we still have to like, you know, yeah, you have to like wait for hearts. You have to like, it's something where it's like, oh, well, now we got to move it to this person who needs it. Like that's the time where and I'm like, can we harvest organs? Can we just have a big place where we're just growing hearts ready to go?
And it's crazy that these two, like there's probably two pilots on the helicopter. They're probably not in good shape right now. And then, but like, oh no, we got to get this heart. It's like, there's two humans that are probably, it's crazy how like, how we operate.
I know.
It's like what's important in the moment.
That is so That is
so funny. Interesting.
It is funny. It is funny.
That is, I mean, that's,
it's, it worked out. So then we can say it's fun.
Yeah, that's true. But how are the pilots doing? I'm actually kind of worried about them.
I don't know.
Perish.
Did this happen recently or was this like years ago?
I think
ago?
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh my.
Oh, I thought this was now.
I just saw a clip of it and I was like, I cannot believe it.
Someone goes, sad story, almost broke my heart. Oh man.
It's like people who are stuck on like kidney dialysis.
Yeah. My friend just donated her kidney to somebody. I'm like, that is.
Wow. Wait, like, does she know the person?
Yeah. I think it's one of her family friends. Like, it's like a young girl she's like donating her kidney to.
And kidney is not something you need, right?
You need one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she needed to give it to.
Which side would you give?
Maybe my right, because I don't feel like my right one feels like.
I think my left. I'd donate my left.
Yeah, kidneys are bizarre.
I'm right hand dominant.
Where do you feel a little heavier?
Wait, are you going to tell?
Where do you want to lose some weight?
Wait, could you tell if you get rid of a kid? Like, does your body like kind of move?
No.
No.
Is it going to give you like a little curve?
Kidneys are pretty dense though.
My dad has a missing kidney. His appendix is gone. His gallbladder is gone. He's just like empty.
Surprised he didn't lose his mind yet.
But your dad didn't need a kidney donation though.
No, they messed his kidney up and then... they just pulled it out.
Oh, okay.
Because he still has one.
But then when someone needs a kidney donor, does that mean like they're both bad and they just need one to keep going?
And then they go on dialysis and that is the most, I just figured out what this was. I've heard about it.
Yeah, I never really know what it is.
Like once a week or something, you go in and they hook you up and they cycle all of your blood. Because like your kidney like filters your blood. So they cycle all of the blood in your body and it's like hours and hours and hours you have to sit there and it's pulling all your blood out, filtering it in a machine and then pumping your blood back into
that's insane.
It's like a Brita filter.
And people are stuck on that for like years waiting to get a kidney donation.
Damn.
So they have to do it like once a week. They just got to go in and sit there and get their...
Grow some kidneys.
Is it like uncomfortable? Like to... Oh my God, that must feel like...
I mean, imagine sitting there for 6 hours while
And
you're...
doesn't it have to be a match too on top of it? It can't just be any organ.
You can't like... Have they tried using other blood? Like what happens?
Well, I think if you have O blood can mix with any blood, right? Is that... Am I wrong on that? Like you can't... If you have A blood, you can't have B blood. But if O blood is a... But it's like O plus negative universal... donor.
Oh,
blood.
I can't wait for the nurses to comment. Oh,
sorry. I think that's right.
No, yeah.
It was sad though. In the 80s,
we'll get an answer.
Nurse here, doctor here.
But in the 80s, they didn't really know a lot about the blood type stuff, and some people would get like AIDS and HIV from like mixing up bad. Like kids who were like, you know, hematomic or whatever. It was really sad. Kids would get
that is so scary. Like getting like putting someone else's blood in your body. Like everything they got and they're going on in their body is now a part of your body.
That's how Arthur Ashe died, I think, the tennis player.
Oh, from getting somebody.
It was a bad blood transfusion or something like that.
Oof. Maybe now we got that.
Shit.
That was
and baby good. Now they should redo the whole music video. And baby now we got
it's in a hospital.
Matt,
what?
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Danielle texted me this.
Mariah texted me. I was in the other room and she was like, how often do you think about it? I was like, probably every 3 days at least. Why?
You said every three days. Yeah. I said, okay, Danielle texted me before I knew about the trend. I said a few times a year at least.
I'm trying to, like, here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out the question. Like, how often do you think about the Roman
Empire? Does it pop into your head that you, like, think, like...
Oh, like the pillars? That's what I think about when I think about the Roman Empire. I think about, like, the pillars of the
architecture.
The architecture.
No, not what you think about when you think of the Romans. Like, on your, like, in your daily life, are you ever like, oh, wow, the Romans probably...
No, that's crazy.
Actually, I do think about it a lot when I talk, like, with the Library of Alexandria and that being burned down and knowing that we lost a lot of information. I do think about that pretty often. But
can I read the responses that me and Danielle got?
Yeah.
Okay, so I texted my family, my brothers, my cousins. Danielle texted all the guys, whatever. This is what we got. Okay, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? I dream about it. Maybe every 15 minutes. Probably every 3 days, LOL, why? Every day, lives rent-free in my head. Twice a week minimum. A few times a year, why? Once every 2 weeks. Once a week. Fuckers betrayed my boy Caesar. Probably once a day, sometimes more, why? And then you go to Zane's response. All these people, Zane goes, I'm sorry, come again.
I was like, what? Did you mean to text me?
Yeah, those are all the responses.
I feel weird. Why don't I think about the Roman Empire?
I'm not sure.
My brain just doesn't think like that.
I really thought that, like, the guy, because at one point, girls were on the internet and we all, like, unspokenly decided to lie to boys about, like, what girls go through.
Yeah.
And this lie just kept, like, spiraling out of control. We thought, like, the guys got together and were like, let's just say we think about the Roman Empire, because every response was so similar. And I was like, there's no way this is real.
Yeah.
There's no way, because we don't hear about it. How do you think about it every day and you don't say it out loud to us? I don't
get it. I think there's some kind of, like, weird test about the masculinity where a guy wants to say that, like, you would want to think that you think about it a lot. And I think
I have a feeling there's a lot of liars saying that they think about it.
Some of the videos I then saw on TikTok where these guys would suddenly get really defensive, like, yeah, a few times a week.
Bullshit.
And they'd be like, why? Like, well, it's just important. And they're like, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
There's something where they're trying to be like, yeah. And they're like, really? A few times a week?
So if you don't know the trend, text any male that you know and say, how often do you think about the
Roman
Empire?
I personally think a lot of guys probably saw the trend already because I'm sure it's got to them. So they just want to kind of make themselves feel better. And they say think about it.
Connor said. He goes, I'm more of a Boston Tea Party kind of guy. Like, that's what he thinks about more.
There is a female version.
Oh, what is it?
Is it the T-shirt Factory Fire one? Or
no, it's how often do we think about Helen Keller?
I can't believe it. Apparently, girls think about Helen Keller a lot.
Because do you think it was really ingrained in your brain as a child? Or
maybe, yeah.
I used to be really
on Helen. Do you do this?
I do think about her. And
how often?
Like, maybe like a couple times a week, I would say.
Whoa.
What?
But it's funny because
my Apple Watch thinks about her because she just...
I have multiple group chats or texts with people where our inside joke is anything about Helen Keller. So I don't know.
Wow. That's so interesting.
I used to be always on, like, Helen Keller's, like, side. And then lately the world's been convincing me that it's not real.
He kind of convinced me that she was faking it the whole time.
Well, my only argument for... Well, now that the biggest convincing thing to me that it wasn't real is, like, who is deaf and blind right now that can communicate like that? Nobody. And you think with all this technology and advancements in education and communication, you'd be able to tap into it. Nobody's deaf and blind.
And we have to remember,
is writing poetry, huh?
Yeah. We have to remember too, like, there are scam artists today and we see them. They are running around. We see them all the time.
Why do we think this couldn't happen back then?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of scam artists back then.
Back then, I think they misdiagnosed her.
I believe she could talk. Though
I think
I don't.
I think she was half blind and half deaf. yeah, half blind, half deaf. And she saw how she was probably being treated. Like, oh, we got to take care of her. So she was like, you know what? I'm fully blind. Because there's people now today that fake that they're blind and fake that they're deaf. And then people find out that they're not actually blind and actually deaf.
You're telling me that she wasn't deaf and blind.
No, I think she was not like
partially.
I think she was maybe partially blind and deaf, not fully.
And I think her parents were benefiting from it and they made her believe she was sick.
That's what I think.
Sicker than she actually was. That's
what I think. She definitely could sign. Like, you know, the water scene where she's like, water.
Yeah, we know.
I think she can. No, don't get me wrong.
You're recalling a scene in a movie.
But that's how they taught her. But then she went around. She met the president. She did tours to meet Helen Keller. You would see other people have to know ASL. And they would see that she could.
The whole, like, touching and this and that.
I don't
kids,
buy it.
Kids with autism or verbal, what's it called?
Nonverbal.
Nonverbal children, that's how they learn too. So I just think she was misdiagnosed. I think it was different back then. And I think she was either maybe autistic and—
Wasn't Helen Keller rich?
And rich?
And rich.
Like, that's why
rich and famous.
Hey, you know what?
Y'all are deaf, dumb, and blind.
Hey, it's like, baby, I got all six senses. Come here, baby. Let me help you out.
Did she do commercials? Did Helen Keller get brand deals or sponsors at all?
I don't know. Something's fishy. Something's fishy.
Oh, she's from Alabama.
That's her? Oh, damn. She's kind of...
She's got it together.
Yeah. All right. I'm not gonna lie, she has kind of a
props
curve.
To the teacher though.
Zane,
the teacher was the real con artist then.
She had a little.
Oh, I'm showing my doctor that nose. That's what I want.
And she said, money.
I would have maybe taken her out to dinner back then if I was.
She's got a great. Her name is too perfect too. Really? Yeah. Helen Keller.
DJ Helen Keller.
DJ Helen Keller.
Water, Helen.
That is not.
That from?
That's her signature. Get the fuck out of here.
That was in the sky.
Yeah, no.
That was in the sky last night. The threes.
That was her signature?
No, it wasn't.
I'm not buying it.
Okay.
She did not fly a plane and she did not write books.
I think we should bring her on.
She could have done all those things. Then she wasn't deaf and blind fully.
She's blind.
Look at her smiling. Like, blind people can't smile. That's fucking fake.
Look at her smiling. There's no way.
I'm saying she looks pretty. Okay, what the fuck is that book? The little kid's book?
Wait, I had
that. Oh, it looks like Junie B. Jones.
Wait, that looks incredibly familiar.
Well, they have tons of those for every.
I think you're looking at Junie B. Jones.
Yeah, there's a lot of books that have that same.
Why did they make all their heads big? Who is Susan B. Anthony?
Yo, that was clickbait back then. That was like, they were like, we got to get this thing to sell.
Oh my God. That's scary.
I remember these.
Which one did you read?
I didn't read any of them.
Who was the Roman Empire?
These are like in every Cracker Barrel you walk into. They like in the gift shop. They sell.
Oh my God, that looks like Matt.
Wait, Bubba, what's your full theory? Like she didn't exist or?
No, I just think that it was all faked. Like that she wasn't actually deaf and blind and that it was just.
You think she was fully not deaf and blind?
What's that
I think
story?
She was. Not she was like
I think
she could hear a little, maybe see a little.
I think she needed glasses and a hearing aid.
Yeah.
And she would have been all right. But way back in the day, if you had a disability, sometimes they give the kid up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
Not capable.
This was a push by the government to get you to keep your special needs kids. You could have the next Helen Keller.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
She was a beacon of hope. But this is great. 4 years ago, if you told me this, I'd be like, no, 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 she was real. Now I'm like.
That what was the show that just came out with
Hijack?
Idris Elba?
Hijack.
Hijack. Oh my God, have you seen that show?
Ooh.
Amazing. It's on Apple TV. They took the whole Hijack like concept and they made a whole series. The entire series is on the plane. Tell me, how can you make a whole series?
That's pretty good. That must have been cheap to film.
And not only that, every minute was every minute like watching the show.
Oh wow.
That's like really hard to that's really hard to do.
It's hard to keep people hooked.
Yeah. Sure. No, it's good.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Wow, what plane is that with those seats?
Yeah, I was watching this. I'm like, this is bullshit. And this was flying from like state to state. It was like within the country. I'm like, get the fuck out. At least make it a little bit more realistic. No one's flying from New York to LA in a three-seater or a three-floor plane. Get out of here.
Yeah, I ate an edible and I started watching it. My heart was like 120 BPM.
I can't be high watching movies and shows anymore because I pick apart everything. The acting sucks. The storyline sucks. No, but it's like I really try to like push past it. I could be watching the best thing on TV and I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
I do that.
It's pretend.
I do that too with everything.
What is it? What is it about being high for me that like it just makes me think everything sucks?
Maybe you're just a cynic.
Hyper aware. Yeah. But like you being an editor, like you're like, oh, I would have cut differently.
Well, yeah, that stuff. And then I'll also be like, look at this mistake. Like who gives a shit? Shut up. Like just enjoy it. I can't shut my brain off. I'm like, oh, mistake. Oh, that's an easy fix.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, see, that's why I gotta watch like good shit though when I'm high because I'm like, it's just perfect. Like when something is just a
there will be like really big, like high budget, like movies and I'll watch it and you'll see the mouth not syncing up
with the audio.
And I'm like, how did this go through multiple rounds of cutting?
I think it's as easy of a mistake as like when we upload a YouTube video and like you forget to detach, you know, when you detach audio and you forget to move it back. And then there's like, there's a file that is fixed and there's a file that's not fixed. And they're like, oh, we got to fix that. And then one of the files just gets, I think it's as easy a mistake as we think. I really think so.
But it goes through people double, triple checking it. People are watching it.
But the thing is that they upload like we do. There's a file, you upload the file and then you upload.
I think what's going on is like, you know, you have to film on like multiple different angles. Mm-hmm. They're taking sentences and cuts that they liked the sound of something better, even if the mouth doesn't match up perfectly.
Yes.
They're just like fuck it. Nobody will catch it. It's worth it. I
rewatched Hereditary recently. There's a scene. Remember when Ann Dowd and Toni Collette, after she shows her how to do the seance and she's telling her, like she gives her like the seance thing and she goes, make sure all of them are in the room. Her mouth, you could tell she goes in over a word and says all of them in the room. Like it doesn't, like she went in and overdubbed it.
Oh.
It's so obvious in the movie. I'm like, how did they not like catch that?
That's crazy.
They have to like tweak something and like, this is the only option or else we have to reshoot this entire thing. They go, all right, make it work. It is.
Wow. That's crazy.
Showbiz, baby.
Delete the whole movie. Sorry.
Scrap it.
Start over.
I almost saved a gas station today.
You saved almost,
dude. I'm walking.
Okay,
up,
white savior.
I'm walking into the gas station, and this guy's walking up. Cigarette tosses it right on the ground.
No way. And
it's lit.
Did he step on it,
dude? Right, and I look where he like dropped it, right by all the propane tanks, just right there.
It's crazy that people don't fucking think.
And I was like, what the? And like, and then I put it out, and it. It took me everything not to say something to the guy. I wanted to, but then I'm like, this guy's going in buying lottery tickets. Like
a lot after that. I mean, yeah, he's a lucky guy.
But I'm like, why would you smoking in a parking lot and throw it on the ground right by all those propane tanks?
First of all, it is like, that's insane.
It was just this moment of like, what the fuck, dude?
You don't see that a lot. Someone's smoking at a gas station.
Like a gust of wind could. I don't know how much a cigarette could blow up a whole bunch of propane tanks.
Just a little spark on a puddle of gas. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
It was lit, dude.
I'm thinking back to when I used to live in Florida. We would sit at a gas station
smoking.
No. We wouldn't do that. We would do that
on the sidewalk. Not like
we were far
under it,
but we were aware that we were like we were smoking, but we were not by.
But you're still
that.
Sitting under tankards of gas, though. Like
it is crazy
huge.
That gas stations sell cigarettes. That's a huge risk.
Yeah, they should not sell lighters.
Get it out of there,
just
right?
Keep the Doritos and give us the fire.
Right? Oh my god, that is interesting that they do sell it there. They shouldn't be selling it there. I think we should. We should do something about it.
Yeah.
How many signatures can we get to make that happen? I just want to make a difference.
How often do petitions do work, though? I feel like...
I don't think that shit works at all.
When I was a kid, I thought you could shake up the whole world with a petition. Like, I thought you could make change.
Why do I think higher ups, they look at that and they wipe their ass with these petitions? Does that actually work?
I don't even think it gets to them.
It just shows a politician has to go and then represent this issue and tell other people, this is how many people think it's important.
Yeah.
And the petition backs it up. But I think with like e-signing and stuff, it's so like, how much of this is real?
Yeah.
I can't be the only one.
A lot of stuff starts with petitions, though. A lot do. Like, there's petitions. They do it for, like, everything to back it up.
No, I know.
But I don't think it's because of the petition.
Yeah.
You need to have a petition.
So it just depends on, like, the heart of the person that's going to approve it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
I wish petitions did hold a certain value, right?
It should be as easy as an encore. Everybody in the audience is like, we want more. And then they just come out and do more.
Yeah, yeah. It's like easy. Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants to do it. It should be that quick, that easy.
Oh, I have some Florida news here. We haven't done it in a while, but I have some Florida news.
Florida man.
If you guys are interested.
Yeah, hit me with that.
This one's awesome. Florida man arrested for torching car belonging to his cousin, who's also his girlfriend. When I saw that, I wasn't torching even surprised.
In flames? Torching?
Yeah, like he torched his girlfriend cousin car. And it just reminds me just like how proud I am for our people in Florida.
Wow. What does he look like? Oh yeah. He's
just not even surprising anymore.
That does make sense.
Hidayah was telling me she was driving on the road the other day, and just a lady just got off the city bus and just went in the middle of the street right in front of her car and just started peeing. And Hidayah, like, she looked at it and she's like, wow. Oh, no one's here to see it but me. Nobody's gonna blame me. This is happening right in front of my car. I love it.
Wow.
To me, that's awesome.
That makes you feel alive. Huh?
That makes me, it just reminds me that I'm alive. It reminds me that I'm here in the moment and to appreciate everything that is thrown my way.
Great perspective.
I don't know. It's fun. Don't take anything seriously. That's what I've learned too. Mm. Like a lady's pissing pissing in front of my car. Fuck yeah.
I'm not grossed out. It's not affecting you.
Yeah, right.
Not you doing it.
Because you know what? I was just peeing 10 minutes ago in my toilet. I was doing the same thing she was. I wasn't doing it in the middle of the street, but like,
she just
what
has no makes shame.
Is it any more gross? What makes her so pissing different? It really doesn't.
Well, if people drive over it and then you get splashed with it, it's a different story.
That's a different story. Yeah, I don't want it like in my face. Right. Yeah. But like, I always think about like how when people when people fart and you smell the fart,
it's crazy.
You're smelling their insides, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me. It's like, and like, how inviting it is. Like, people are just okay with that. It's not like, I think it
should be way more frowned upon.
Yes.
And like, I feel like you could be aggressive about it. Be like, bro, you just did that.
Yeah.
And now it's in my
body. I think people really need to learn to remove themselves from, like, outside of a house. Like, if you're about to fart in the living room, you need to leave and fart.
As you should.
You need to leave.
No, you know what I mean? I get why girls don't fart, because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Girls don't want the insides to be in every dude's nose. Like, it's really gross.
Thank goodness though, we have that type of like control though. Like, imagine like cattle. Like, they just like, they fart all the fucking time. What if it was just like we had no control over like farts?
What?
It just was coming out of us all the time.
Yeah.
I think the difference with animals and us, they do probably have control, but they don't have like the feelings we do. Like, we
the embarrassment.
There's embarrassment. There's like, you know what I mean? They're just like,
dogs get embarrassed. I've seen it.
Dogs do get embarrassed.
When they fart?
Like a cow. Cats get embarrassed.
No, they only get embarrassed when they do something bad, and you know they did something bad.
Yeah.
They'll give you the look.
Yeah.
Dean gets embarrassed. There's cat embarrassment.
Really?
It's really cute.
Funny.
What's the most embarrassing thing he's done yet?
He just did this the other day. So embarrassing for him.
So
when we,
that's really,
when we feed
sucks
him,
for him,
he'll lead the way. Like, when he sees we have the bowl of food, he'll lead the way into his little room and stand where the bowl goes and wait. So he's very smart with it. Mm-hmm. He'll run into the room and stand there and wait.
So he's impatient.
So he'll run. Yesterday he ran and got way too excited and went into the bathroom instead and waited. And I waited for him to realize. And he let out like this meow. Like, it's like he was like, shit. And then he ran out and went into his room. And I was like, he's embarrassed right now because he kept meowing.
Really, and what did you do?
He got so scared. Oh, I called him out.
Scold him, yeah.
I said, you're a moron. You're so stupid.
Good.
Toughen
him up a bit.
They get super embarrassed like if they fall. Or like they hit their head on something.
Oh, yeah. He'll act like it didn't happen. He'll shake it off and then he'll run somewhere else like he was doing something else and just start licking himself like anxiety. Like, if I have anxiety, I'll get like itchy. He'll start.
He has anxiety just like me.
Like, and he licks himself like me. He only listens to me.
Oh, you're going to hate the day you get rid of that. I don't think you're going to get rid of that cat.
No,
I think we've already passed that point.
We say this all the time. We're not getting rid of it.
No, you remember you were saying
in
that
in the beginning when he wasn't a thing.
I remember you definitely said that there was a point that you'd have to like give him up to somebody.
Yeah, no, we said if we did give him up to somebody, it would be to somebody we know so that we can see him. Because we were worried about our allergies.
Yeah.
And we have him in his own little nursery. So we've been pretty good with allergies.
Pushing through.
Good.
That's good.
You got to push through for the people you love.
But I feel like you'll get adjusted like even more and more you are exposed to it.
I think so.
Toughen you up a bit. Don't be a fucking pussy, Heath.
Yeah, at least it's not a peanut taking me out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
How embarrassing would that be?
That's so embarrassing. Peanut allergies out there, that is weird.
Like, you can't even be in the same room.
Planes still do give peanuts.
I don't think they do anymore.
Yes, they do. Wait, I get nuts all the time.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I get pretzels more.
I have a question about that, though. Between like the peanut allergies and the animal allergies, people with those allergies, like how do they fly? Because yes, the plane sometimes is only like pretzels, but people can walk on whatever food they want. Like I bring on Smuckers every time.
You should be much more conscientious of the people.
Do they have
you.
Like a what's it called? A
peanut detector?
A disclaimer? Like people that are allergic to dogs, cats, there's always dogs and cats on the plane. Do they have to let you know?
The air is like kind of filtered through. Like there's circulation going on.
And I'm
like,
telling you right now, that shit
airborne?
Is
a peanut allergy airborne?
Some people are.
Some people.
Like remember the kids in school would have to eat in a separate room for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
I feel so bad for anybody with a peanut allergy. That's got to be the worst.
A lot of
things
have, especially nowadays, all the vegan options are all cashews.
Oh my God, all peanut oil. Yeah, there's just so much.
You gotta have that EpiPen on you.
Right.
Did you see the video I sent in the group chat about the planes? How dirty the planes are? People are just white.
Yes, but
yuck!
Yes, but I think some of that was a leather polish. Like, so, you know, like they put polish on leather. Like it's almost, it is brown. It is black.
Is it?
Well, I think, yes, I do agree that some planes are not that sanitary, but what they're wiping off are the black leather seats after leather can wear down. Like when you go get your shoe polish, they take that black leather and they rub that in. So if you did take a wipe and you were going on leather, you can get black stuff on it. So I was reading the comments though, because I was like, are they all that?
I'm surprised they wouldn't like... I don't know.
I think it was also certain like older seats that do have that black leather. I think there was a little, but I do believe that they are really unsanitary, but mm-hmm. I think there was a bit of that black stuff was leather polish.
I would love to see like a flight attendant tell us if they actually, I mean, I personally don't think that they're wiping down every seat.
I want
every
that
flight.
Monsters Inc. Japan crew that comes in.
Yeah.
Just with the pink and the blue.
Yes.
They're all about cleanliness out there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about them. They were cleaning the entire city.
It was so clean.
Was spotless. That's not where they had, they separated men and women in trains, right? Or is that another city? I think that was a TikTok that I saw.
No.
They have separate trains for men and women.
Oh, that's cool.
But I forget where it was.
That's nice.
That wasn't Japan though, right? That was just the workers.
That's a good safety precaution.
They have different like cars.
Yeah.
To ride on.
Yes, yeah. That's separate. But like, remember the blue and the pink, that was just workers.
That was adorable. It looked like they were.
It is adorable
like
that they just
the
like
nursery ward at like a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah.
Let's talk about Robert Downey Jr.'s house.
Is it for sale topic. Or they just showed it on
they just
AD?
Showed it.
How it
this
was
is
built.
His California one, though. He has the one in Connecticut, too.
Wait, where does he live?
He has one like in Amagansett, I think. But he has one with a windmill that I love. But this is...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, this house is insane.
It's not even like the way that it looks. Like, yes, obviously, it's beautiful.
The way they built it.
Is the most incredible thing
I've
ever seen.
And I'm scared for more people to find out about it because this is probably the cheapest option for building a house.
Yeah.
And once everybody starts doing it, the price of concrete up, everything.
So we got to do this now then.
How Robert Downey Jr.'s house is built, if you're an audio listener. So basically picture like a bounce house.
Like a big blow up.
Or do you know those like bounce house material trampolines that are just like a dome on the ground?
Yeah.
A big pillow. It's like one of those. So they inflate it and then they insert these rods.
They put like rebar over the top of it and like make like a skeleton.
And then they spray it with concrete. They wait for the concrete to dry and then they pop the balloon and you're left with this cave. Like, he went for a cave shape. I guess you could do whatever you want. He got this cave-like shape, and then it's just straight made out of concrete.
I personally love this design.
It looks so nice. I would totally do that.
Minus you don't get, like, as many windows as you want. But
and yeah, no termites. You don't have to worry about that.
And that's going to last way longer.
Yeah, they've been did he recently build it this way? Because they were doing this in the 80s and 70s. It was really trendy to build some of these.
That's just cool.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. I would be happy. I think my serotonin would be.
I think this could help a lot of people. Because obviously his house is very big. Yeah. You can do a small, do a guest house.
They don't want you to know about this.
They don't want you to know. But then I was asking Heath,
this still looks really expensive though. Just what they have to do looks still expensive.
Well, what I was asking Heath is, do you think your average person has access to something if I was can I have an inflatable house? They'd be like, no.
You have to hire certain builders who specialize in it.
And you have to have land.
I think where they get you in the charge is using the, that inflatable blueprint and being able to have access to doing that.
Yeah,
I feel like they just charge an absurd amount to keep people from using it. But hey, let's build our own blow up.
And it's still ambitious though, architecture. You have to hope that other people will want to buy it in the future and stuff. Right. You have to obviously if you live in California, there's cool people who are into that kind of vibe. But if you do build it, it's a bit of a gamble, hoping that somebody comes along and they go, I like this style, I want to buy
it. It's like that pyramid house in Florida.
I'm sorry.
The
pyramid house.
It's literally right by your house.
There's a pyramid house?
Yes.
And it's shaped Luxor Hotel?
It's in Jordan's neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
It's one house. It's just a neighborhood.
Ooh,
neighborhood.
That looks kind of culty. That looks.
Oh, hell no.
And it's right in the middle of a normal neighborhood.
Oh, it's giving Epstein's Island, baby.
And there's a Sphinx. No way. And stuff.
Ew.
Did they do anything fun for Halloween?
No, but they were building a house in front of it, and I was like, they have to build another pyramid in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or imagine just across the street, you're looking at that every day.
I'd feel like I would get nightmares
You know how I'm looking at this? It looks like it's a normal house. Just the bottom square part is underground.
Yeah, it's just the roof.
Yeah, that's just the roof.
Oh, every day I'd be wrapping myself in toilet paper. And
I'd want people to be hoisting me up on a bed as I'm
just to get reactions.
If I live there, I would be messing with people all the time.
Oh, imagine being invited to a dinner over there. Oh,
nice house, Bill.
What do they do?
Very ambitious.
You got to be really into ancient
Egyptian. And the landscaping sucks. Make it look cool at least on the outside. That looks bad.
Yeah, there should not be grass. It should just be have sand.
And get some xeriscaping going
on. Florida.
And
then
lamps
sand.
Look corny as fuck. They should have done something else.
I'm scared they're watching.
I know.
I hope.
Jordan, have you trick or treated there?
I haven't, but I do know who lives there, but I don't know very much about them, but I could find out.
Yeah, we need the scoop.
What's the last name?
I don't know their last name, but Heath Tyler's parents are friends with them.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can find out.
I'd get a Sphinx cat.
Uh-huh.
I'd go all out.
Yeah, you got...
It's just the shingles. Is it brick or... It looks like roof shingles.
I'd be so annoyed at people walking up my house every day. Imagine all the kids running up. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to worry about ding dong ditch.
As a kid, that would be the dream house.
Oh, being able to get to the top of that
and
thing.
Slide down
at night. You want to touch the pyramid.
I guess you don't even need a gutter because the rain just goes right down the sides.
You know what? Yeah, they know something we don't. They're ahead of us. That is really smart.
That's probably cheap to do too.
Oh yeah,
cheap.
It's a freaking triangle.
Yeah.
Is your pool heated by your basketball court that you guys have?
No.
Oh.
Heated?
Sometimes
why'd you say buy our basketball court?
Is it heated, the pool? So some people, if you have a tennis court or a basketball court and you have a pool, you technically can heat the pool from just the radiation of the concrete on the...
What?
So they line the tubing of the wire of the tubing of the water to snake all the way down underneath the concrete.
And that's heating it.
So when you want to heat the pool, it circulates all that hot water that it already has and then pumps into the pool.
Wow.
Which is like really interesting way to
live. And they don't want you to know about that.
Oh, and thank you guys for commenting. The dog was found.
Oh, the Delta yes, flight. The one that went missing.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last episode? Or the
last episode. Oh, okay, wow. Great.
Maya.
Yeah, there was a dog that was missing. It disappeared.
On a flight, went on the flight and then got off the flight and it was gone. Where did they find it?
I don't know. I just saw a bunch of people saying the dog was finally found.
Oh, yeah, and you know, thank God they found that dog, because I think they should switch the name from Maya to something else, because that would drive me insane.
Delta's a good name for a dog.
That is a good dog.
Delta. We found a new game that we are absolutely obsessed with.
What, like a mobile game?
It's called Codenames.
Oh, yeah. You are just now getting on the Codenames.
We've known about the game, but we've recently just started playing it a lot. And they have now a website where you can play it.
It's kind of like, instead of the board game, it's better on the phone.
And you can play long distance. I could play with my brother.
But does everyone have to be tuning in at the same time?
It's four people. You have to play with four people.
And it's not an app, so you don't get notified if that person is ready. So you have to kind of stay on the internet, but it is really, really fun.
I love Codenames.
Oh, my God. It gets your brain going. It gets my brain going, at least.
It's a good thinking game.
It is.
Codenames.games.
It's so funny, me and Mariah playing that, because we have the same brain. Yeah. So like,
the
hints that we I would give to her, nobody would be able to get except for her.
Yeah. You have to think of the person you're giving the hint to. Yeah. Not personally, I would do that. No. Think of the other person.
There's another one that's like kind of similar to Codenames, but it's like rooms. Like, there's all, like, you get a big sheet with all of these different rooms and you have to like quiz each other about this room and someone's the imposter and you have to ask questions about it.
Oh, God,
what's the name of it? I forgot.
It's a board game or?
It's a board game, but it's mostly like this sheet kind of a thing. And then everyone gets a card and it has the room, but someone says you're like the imposter. Mm. And then so but it would be like a hospital. And so I'd be like, Heath, would you find sharp objects in this room?
Oh, I love that.
And that's person that doesn't know is winging it.
Yeah.
And
or I would be like, is there a lion in this room? And you'd be like, yes. And then all know that there wouldn't be a lie.
Oh, but like all his answers would start not making sense because it's like a place that just doesn't even exist. Is that like how you kind of find out the imposter?
He's trying to blend in. And so he'll lie.
Like, I don't know that it's hospital. So like you guys are asking questions and I'm like,
I would be really bad at that game.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wait, I played one like that.
For fun.
I think Zach and Jared showed us, it wasn't werewolf. It was called something else, but it wasn't rooms, but it was like vacation. I'm not even gonna be able to describe
it. Or was it environments like a train?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Like
when
hotel.
I mean rooms, it's environment.
Oh, I thought
it's environment. It's not
really
like
fun. Yeah. That is really fun.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Sussing people
it's
out.
It's kind of like Clue.
Yeah.
I used to hate board games. I'm starting to like it now when I get older.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I can't.
Have you played Uno Quattro? It's actually pretty fun.
It's yeah, I just want to play games now.
I knew you'd come around.
Once I'm done with this, I'll be right back.
Have you played Bananagrams?
What's that?
Bananagrams, like you make
it's the
words
one that comes
and stuff.
In the banana.
It's like a bunch of tiles. It's almost kind of like
you just make a
Scrabble, but you just like boom, 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 boom.
The only words I can come over are the three letter words. Unfortunately, I can't get past that.
Car.
It's hard. It's hard. My brain.
You know which one I don't really get the hype on, and people are probably gonna hate me for this, but Hues and Clues.
Oh,
the color. Because
I like it. I really like it.
Have you played it?
I have the game in my house.
It's interesting.
I always buy the games. I never open it though. I just like to have it in the house just in case.
Is it kind of creative? Do you have to like describe the color that you're
aiming there's a color
for?
It's like like apple. I'm probably thinking of like a yellow apple or like a green apple.
Who the hell thinks of yellow apple?
When I think of apple, I think of yellow.
So you're trying to name an object that is exactly to that type of color.
Yes. But
and you want people to get it
exactly
right.
Exactly that
it.
Color. Yeah.
But there's like 50 types of yellows on the board. There's 50 blues, 50 purples.
I would do Pokemon. I would just pull from that because I feel like Pokemon are like calling in all different shades.
Like if the color is some sort of green, you'll say grass and people will put it there, but then you can change it to like a pine, like a pine tree. And you're like, oh, it's a little darker than I thought.
Yeah.
You get three guesses at like where it goes.
Yes. Uh-huh. You put your pawn on three different guesses. And then there's this little
tiny. It
needs
to be in like a square.
Yeah. There's like this little square that's of 9 different cubes. So if you lay the square down, of like the correct color is in the middle of that square. If you're within that square, you get points.
Yes.
The people listening are like, are these guys 85 years old?
it seems like a very old.
That's it.
I'm going to start reading the newspaper soon. Just get back to playing those games on the...
I love, there's, you know, the New York Times crossword like app that I play all the time.
Yeah,
and there's Spelling Bee. That's where you make all the words.
I still pay monthly for
that. There's this one called Connections, and you start off and it's just, it's a 4x4. So what's 4 times 4? Like 16 words.
Yeah.
And you have to find the connection of 4 of those words. So there's 4 groups and you have to like identify them and get it.
The four words.
But they'll trick you. They'll really trick you. You'll think you have it, and it's like not it. It's really good.
But what if like the four? What if the four words do actually like go together? Like, is it more like
yeah? There was like I don't know. There was rings, floor, horse, and
I would eat this shit.
And yes. And so that's like gymnastics. Things.
Right, yes.
But then the other day they had get out, us, nope. But then there was like another one. But then we were like, but there's not a fourth one. Those are all Jordan Peele movies. And so then you're like, they're trying to trick me thinking that it's Jordan Peele movies, but it's actually another one.
I also love playing games like the way they're not supposed to be played. Cause when you do enough rounds, you're like, okay, I'm over it. Like the Hues and Cues, we played like about 15 rounds and I was like, all right, let's do something different. So we like grabbed a card and we would cover like what the answer was, but you could just see the color and we'd have somebody like flash it really quick and see who can.
It was honestly more fun.
It was because it just goes by quick. Sometimes you're just like
boom. And then you got to like see it and try.
That's really cool. It's really fun.
Like I do like every game. I love the concept and the idea, but sometimes like you get over it for a while because it takes so long. And I'm like, I just want to, let's just do like speed rounds. I love speed rounds.
It's like Cards Against Humanity. You're so savvy. You just start pulling out all the cards and just reading the card.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember that Apple Jacks commercial where it would just show like a red circle or like 3 red circles and they would like stare at the screen for the rest of this ad and you would stare at it and then they would remove the red circles and it would be green circles.
I don't remember that.
No.
Oh, it was like this ad, but like we'd all stare around the TV trying to show like the Apple Jacks, like the red and the green.
There was like the one where you like stare at it and then like you close your eyes and you see Jesus.
Yeah.
Like ingrained
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait, you had, what was it again? Was it like
Oh, no, that was the Magic Eye books.
That was crazy.
Cool. Oh, yeah, where you would.
But we started playing this new game. It's basically like the 5-letter word game where you try it 5 times.
Wait, what game are you talking about?
What's the game everybody was like obsessed with?
Wordle?
Yeah, I do Wordle every day.
Oh, Wordle, so it's yes.
You still do that every day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's like Wordle, but basically they'll show you a picture of a house.
And you have to guess the price.
You have to guess the price of the house.
But does it say the location of the house?
Okay, so that's the thing. It does need a little bit of work. You don't bother because you're not going to like it. But it shows the house. There's the only time you can know like when it hold on, what the fuck? Wait, that was
Mariah,
crazy.
The profanity. No, watch
was,
out.
That was
watch
crazy.
Your profanity. Watch your
that
profanity.
Was crazy. So there's only a couple times a week where you can recognize, oh, this is LA, and then you'll get the number right, okay, like to the T, because it's so obvious. But there's other times where like it's in a random state and it just doesn't help. But every round they show a different picture. But it doesn't help at all because they're showing a picture of the bedroom, a bathroom. I'm like, show the outside.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
So it's really almost good. There. It could be really good, but they're just not putting enough effort into it. And they should put the location, but they don't because they don't want to give it away. I'm like,
well, I guess that then like really narrows it down once you say the location. Mm.
But then at the end when you're done matters. And they reveal the price, you can click the Zillow and you can see like.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
It's cool. It's almost there. It's almost there.
That's how we should find our next house.
It needs a lot of work. Yeah. House roulette.
Not bad.
The one game I play also every day is framed.wtf, and it's like for movie buffs, but they'll give you one frame of a movie.
I love
and you
that.
Have to guess, but you have to guess what the movie is. And if you don't get the first try, it'll show you another frame from the movie.
Oh, that's the
and
same
then
thing.
You
oh,
guess
got it.
That.
Yeah.
Like, and I've had days where I've been on like on a 4-day streak, and then it'll be like the fifth one, like day. I don't know it, but I do it every day. I have a whole group chat with like friends who do it.
Oh, I love that.
Are you guys getting the new iPhone?
I don't want to.
I'm probably gonna. Yeah. I mean, I really do fall for it. I fall for all their tricks.
I just know I'll eventually have it. I just don't think there's any rush. Yeah. My phone works.
Oh, I rush every time. I like the minute it comes out.
You rush to buy it and then it'll sit in the box for a month.
Oh, so, and what is it to you?
But I still got it.
I get it. I got it before you did.
Period.
But the USB-C charger, which like everyone's like, yay. But then some people are like, like
when wait, you are it's in a new pickle, charger?
Yeah, it's no, a different. It's not. It's not the lightning cable. It's a USB-C.
Shut up. Get the. Oh my God.
Stupid. It's so stupid.
What's his face?
How long?
I'm going to dig up his
Tim
grave.
Cook?
No, the owner Steve of Jobs. Steve Jobs. I'm going to dig up his fucking grave.
How long until they go back to the original iPhone charger?
I don't.
After everybody threw
the,
it out.
Oh, the wide? The,
after everyone yes. threw it out. That's what ew. They, that's wait, what oh they my, just no. did with the MacBooks. They're back to the old chargers.
Yeah.
And it's just enough time where everybody just threw theirs out.
I'll never need that.
I'm never going to need this again.
Because they make it
look like we're going to go smaller and smaller and smaller. And then I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the next one. It's going to be smaller. And they're like, boom. Back to the start.
I hate them.
Gotcha, bitch.
It's such a toxic relationship. I'll never leave.
Because they know you're going to buy it. Yeah. They
you
know
don't have
it.
A choice.
They got you right there.
There's talks about doing like actual wireless charging. But do you think we'll ever get to that?
No,
like,
because that's
what do you mean wireless? Like I'm charging my phone right here.
Not setting it down.
See,
on
that makes me feel like I would like
radiation.
Make me infertile. Yeah, that's like knowing that there's charging battery ions going
through.
Well,
phones in our pockets
body.
Already is not
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
There's going to be stuff coming out. It's going to be the same with smoking cigarettes. Like, why would you keep it in your pocket? Obviously.
Yeah. We're going to look like idiots.
Big breast pocket. Just keep them right here, you
and
know?
It, and we're gonna it all has to do with population control. They don't want you to be fertile.
They don't want
we're,
it.
We're going to look like idiots in like 10 years. They're going to be like, how do you think it was okay to put phones in your pocket?
Yeah,
had to go to people's house, ask them, do you got a charger?
I feel like something's definitely going to come out.
I'm already infertile. So
no,
you don't know
what?
That.
I don't need to pull out. So it's great.
Are you really infertile? No, you went and got tested, right?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I feel it though. You know, like this, like
shooting blanks.
I definitely worry about the Wi-Fi in the house, like being next to it all the time.
There's people that don't like to have the Wi-Fi box in their room. Like at night, like Todd hates it in his room because he feels like he feels the shit from the box.
I don't need to be losing any more brain cells. I only have one left.
Yeah, me too.
I have one
I'm bugging. I'm on my wit's end.
They're dumbing us down, but it's like, baby, I'm at, it can't get much worse. I do want to talk about this alien real quick before we close out.
What the Mexican alien?
Oh yeah, I don't even. I'm so over it.
I'm so numb to aliens now.
I'm so over it.
Just to put the stakes on the conversation, it's more of like the people who presented it did it under oath. So if they are caught lying, like they're facing perjury and criminal charges.
Got it. Okay, so Mexico found an alien, and it's about yay big,
and it's identical
to
ET.
What got me in the beginning, though. I was so into it. I was like, dude, that's sick. I'm thinking it's full size, and I keep like going into it. I'm like, damn, that's a. Find out it's this big.
We just keep getting different sizes. I'm just like, I'm over it. Like I've seen tall ones, I've seen short ones. I mean, I guess we all come in different sizes too. I don't know.
It looks like ET.
Yeah, it looks like Men in Black. It looks like when they open up that human and like the little.
My little sister can make a better like alien than that. Like if she's like using clay, like it doesn't look. It doesn't look real.
Looks like concrete, paper mache.
That ain't it.
And why was it so why was it so casually posted?
Matt, yeah, I just see this.
Like this should have been a bigger deal. They make such a big stink about. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Where did they find this?
In Peru, but it was found in 2017.
I like they got him on these nice Egyptian cotton sheets.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, taking good care of them.
Why are they both posed like the same way though? You think like.
Yeah, what's their story?
Apparently, they were found in a cave in Peru.
Oh, well, then I don't think those are aliens.
Look. That is some shit I would do. I would make some I'd make some shit and put it in a random cave. Be like, I cannot wait till somebody finds this.
This is going to mess somebody
up.
You
know what I mean? Did they cut it in half? Cut it in half.
No, they've done like CT scans and like x-rays and stuff on it. And they showed the bones and stuff inside. Apparently, one of them's a girl and has like eggs inside.
There's like three big eggs, right?
Yeah, Jordan, pull up the CT scans of it.
Oh my God.
pretty wild.
Like, things are coming up. It's pretty cool.
She kind of snatched. I'm not gonna lie.
No.
Look at that.
No way.
Bitch, this ain't not real.
Oh God, that just gave me goosebumps. Go to the one on the right.
Wait,
this is real?
Matt, it's just like twins.
Twins.
This is real?
I don't know. It just seems, I think, so they need silly. Some tourism boosts. You know, like,
this is why there's no way.
Wait, go up.
Dios mío.
Wait, go up. Not the self-proclaimed UFO expert.
Yeah. It's the same guy that said it was.
Wait, they're being so damn casual about it. I'd be like,
that's what I just said. I don't get why it's so casual.
His first.
People are coming up like,
make him an Instagram. Can this alien get more likes than the egg?
They should put like a filter on his face. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like one of like a weird mummified. I do believe it's like a human, but they like messed with it.
We're so numb.
I don't know.
What do we make out of this?
It's backfiring because nobody cares anymore.
Like, okay, we would have cared 5 years ago.
I just don't get, they're like saying it's 1,000 years old and I don't know.
How can they test that? It's an alien. They're not humans. How did they test the age?
Because of the other aliens that they had. They just kind of.
Oh, they guessed.
Yeah, they get.
Yeah, we don't gotta worry. They're tiny. Alien invasion. We're just like this.
Hey, you don't know. Hey, so, you,
stop, Zane. They come to attack.
Stop. Stop. No, I'm not gonna lie. I think they can fuck shit up.
What if they're? Never mind.
What?
I was like saying, what if they're doing this as a way to like? Because you know how like they call like illegal immigrants like aliens. They're doing this as a way to like make the searches like about Mexican aliens. Like about this, you know why like Disney came up with Frozen so people wouldn't search that Walt Disney has been frozen.
Yeah.
So that's like
weird.
Maybe there's like they're trying to mess with some search results. I don't know. Maybe there is like something behind that where they're trying to like alter the narrative.
Because it was found in Peru and then it's saying Mexican Congress. They're like, how do we tie Mexico into this alien? Yeah. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
I think you should chop it in half.
Look at the hips on that thing.
I know, right?
Apparently it has like a circular rib cage that goes all the way down the body.
Like a tube?
Yeah. What?
I think we should chop it in half. I don't believe the CT scan. Chop it in half.
Yeah, there's two of them. Just
chop it. Yeah. Chop it in half.
Show us.
I don't know. It looks pretty skinny. Where's them eggs?
They do not need to touch that. Do not touch it. Because if you've seen Prometheus, that shit goes down. Do not fuck with the alien.
But no, imagine you did cut it in half, right? And then you just see like a spirit go, oh my, that done. Done.
It's this.
But like, I don't know. It looks like, so it's not a human? Like they,
yeah, it's not human.
Like it's not, you know, like they put rings on people's necks to,
but
you
like,
don't think
wait.
They did that to fuck with like someone's
but you know,
skull?
But what's a human?
What really is
what's
a human?
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's answer that question. What's
are we
a human?
Really any different? Yeah, look, it looks like ET. That's like, come on.
Yeah, it looks somebody too much this, like an alien.
Yeah.
Somebody made this back in the 80s and was like,
this is going.
Do you ever see? I love the videos. I wish I could like just fast forward to the future, but people burying the most random things for future people to be like confused about. Like, like hot Cheetos. Somebody put it in like this block right in the middle and they dug it like hundreds of feet down and they're just like letting it
like,
sit.
That's to me, that's fun. I would do it.
I think that's fun. Could you imagine?
I love the idea of like a time capsule. It's cool. It's fun. Something to haunt people when you're gone.
Really confuse them.
I'm at rest. But let everybody freak out one.
Have they not done carbon dating at all?
That's so funny. That's funny.
That's a good art piece for like art.
It's gonna be dug up one day.
Did you guys see like the Oreo vault that they made out in the desert? It's like where they store like Oreos.
Come again.
Wait, what?
It's almost like remember Stranger Things? Like just like that vault. They made one for Oreos where they put Oreos in. So if an apocalypse were to happen, that's safe.
Oh, that's great.
That's
somebody cool. posted about it and they were just like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, you don't get it.
Yeah, no,
you don't get it. As an Oreo fanatic, like I want. Like to me, that makes sense.
So funny. We should go there and do a photo shoot.
Like 3,000 years from now, we're all going to be wiped out. Civilization is going to restart and they're going to invent a cookie And then these are going to be discovered in this vault, and they're going to be like, no, 3,000 years ago, there's Oreo. Yeah.
And they already look so cryptic. Like what are these hydro?
Exactly.
The language of the past.
They're going to lie and say it says something.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Because the sticker is going to be half off.
Is Oreos, is it trying to be kind of extraterrestrial or extraterrestrial? Because like the Nabisco man was like an alien, right?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Remember he was like that, like, alien, and then all that shit that's on Oreos, what the fuck is that?
You know what? Now when you look at the cookie, it does look very like hieroglyphics.
Yeah, the Nabisco man.
They don't want you to know.
That looks like the fucking alien, the Nabisco man.
Oh my God. Wait, we are getting somewhere.
It's got the ribs. Wait, it's got the ribs.
Yeah, he got the ribs. He has the hips. It's the Nabisco man.
Mm-mm. I just got goosebumps. I think we just discovered something.
Yo.
They're gonna kill us.
Yeah.
They're gonna murder
Uh-oh,
us.
Uh-oh, Oreo.
I think we should save this episode and we should ransom. It works. People at Little Caesars did it.
Let's team up with the pirates. Little
yeah.
Is the alien the Nabisco man? Like, that's the clickbait.
Up in
coincidence?
Here?
I think not.
Up in
a very like millennial tie. What is it called? Are we millennials or millenniums?
Millennials.
All right.
Millennials.
Backstreet Boys were the millennials.
Mariah gets a tattoo. Millennium. Millennium forever.
What are we? Why does everything have to have a label? Just live.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Let's do the wind down.
Let's do the wind down.
Close this out, Zane. Let's do it.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday and Thursday. Wait, what?
Whoa.
We can check out these videos every... you can check out these videos, audio form, every Monday on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on all of those other platforms, Pandora. And then you can check out the video form of these episodes on Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane Heath. Shut up.
We're on Pandora.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, we are worldwide. We are international. Zane Heath World Tour. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/Zane Heath, where we post a bunch of exclusive, never before seen drama. Tea spilling, talking shit, getting hit, all on our Patreon page, where you pay $5 a month. You pay $5 and $5 a month, and you get everything.
No,
you get everything, right? And not only do you get everything,
you get it all.
But you get it all in the archives, and then you get more every month.
No ads.
Yeah, all of the episodes are ad-free. They're posted a few days early. We do a bonus episode every single month, either high or drunk. Yeah. And then we also do a monthly live Q&A.
And then what? And once a month, the four of us get naked for Patreon members. Stop. We do it all for the members.
I would do it.
And you would do it.
We know.
You would do it too. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. And we also do an unwind where we keep these cameras rolling for an extra 20 minutes or whatever. And we just hang out. It's basically an extended cut of the podcast.
It's good that you said whatever, because sometimes it's 15 minutes. Sometimes it's like 45 minutes. So, you know, you don't hold us to.
You never know what you're going to get.
You're never going
to
know.
Also, make sure to check out the best coffee in the world, Cremota.com. We've got bags. We've got K-cups. We got a whole bunch of different flavors. You can get espresso in whole or ground, and we have matcha, a bunch of cool drinkware. Again, cremota.com to check that out.
Nice. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking with us. You know, it's been a long, long 4 years, and you know, we apologize for everything that we've ever done. So
anyways,
apologize for whatever we have to apologize for.
That's me addressing the rumors. So if it does come back to haunt, I've apologized.
So can't say anything.
Yeah, and you can't cancel me. You can't cancel us. All right, thank you so much. See you, Unwinders, in 5 seconds. Love you. Hey, Gossip Boys XOXO.